This is our seventh week, and we're back up and running with in-person, online, and hard copy correspondence courses. And our kids have been doing a great job of staying engaged, and we just feel really lucky that we're back up and running. It feels really good.
Many of the people that we talked to here of late with this is that the students say that the students wanted to get back. Is that really the case? Did everybody really want to get back into the classrooms?
It seemed like it, yeah. You can't see genuine smiles, of course, because of masks, but you can see people smile with their eyes and their cheeks going up underneath the mask, and it seemed like everyone was really happy to be back at it. The kids seemed to be pretty much okay, worse for wear overall, and lots of friends reconnecting after not seeing each other face-to-face for quite a while, and it just felt really good. The energy was high. The teachers seemed really happy once we got rolling. A lot of us were nervous over the summer prior to starting to see, what would it look like? How would the kids handle it? But like always, the kids are the most resilient bunch in a school. As long as they know why they're doing something, they're normally, at least UP kids anyhow, they're ready to roll and they'll do what they're asked. And our kids have come through with shining colors.
Well, the students by nature are social creatures, and to not be around their friends, to not be around their peers, is probably a lesson learned, I would think, actually, for the kids to, don't take those friendships for granted and don't take school for granted and things like that. You may have had a whole new attitude walking in that door.
That's true. That's been the one silver lining in this whole mess. I think kids and adults as well really just have been reminded of the value of school. I've heard kids say that, just in conversation with them. They'll say something like, "Mr. DeAugustine, I used to hate school, but I am so glad to be back," because I think they see what the world is like when they're just kind of stuck at home with not a lot to do. Video games are great, but they get old after a while if that's all you're doing day in and day out. And, personal face-to-face interaction, I think, is just something that humans need, and our kids especially.
Well, we're talking with Brian DeAugustine, superintendent of the Nice Community Schools, for a district update. Brian, you mentioned, people and, maybe can't see the smiles because they're wearing the masks, but how is mask usage going right now in the district?
It's going pretty well. Our kids have been really, really good about wearing their masks and wearing them properly. We try to give them lots of mask breaks, so that especially with the fall's been pretty beautiful outside of a few rainy days. So we've gotten the kids outside a lot. We have a big, beautiful campus here with 84 acres with lots of trails and a couple of viewing platforms on our wetlands. And we encourage teachers across the board from our youngest pre-kindergarten kids up through our seniors to just go outside and conduct as many lessons as they can out there so the kids can, spread out and take their masks off. So that's helped a lot. I know that the front lawn, we've opened that up for high school lunch, for instance, and on those beautiful days, we've got kids just spread out across our green spaces, eating their lunch and interacting without their masks. So that's helped immensely. And being youpers, and being tough and not worried about going out in the cold and the snow, I'm sure we'll put our fleet of snowshoes and cross-country skis to use even once the weather turns and gets a little colder and snowier.
How about wellness checks and things like that in terms of just keeping tabs on how everybody is doing?
Yeah, that's been another thing. Our parents and our personnel, they've been really great. Again, being youpers, I think it's kind of the mentality that you toughen up and you go to work even if you feel under the weather. So that's been a little bit of a change. We've asked everyone, if you don't feel good, stay home. There's no perfect attendance awards this time around because we just have to be careful just in case. And people have really taken that to heart. If someone's feeling a little bit funky, they stay home, make sure that they're okay and that it's not COVID. And then when they're feeling better and we know that they're okay, they return to school. And that's been helpful. I think that's helped keep us in operations here for these 7 weeks. And just making sure that we don't do anything by accident where we have a spreading event or make someone sick.
We talk about the students in house, obviously, but there are some students that are going, some families that are going to want to do things remotely and do things with distance learning and things like that. How were you surprised by how many came back physically, or did not as many come back physically? What were the numbers like in your mind?
Yeah, we were thrilled. 83% of our kids chose to come back in person, so we were really happy about that. We're lucky here. We've had the Patriot Online Academy for over 10 years, so a chunk of our students decided to go that route, which we completely respect, and they've really put the POA to use. It's expanded. It's probably about 2 to 2.5 times bigger than it's been in the past, but Kurt Corcoran is our Patriot Online Academy director, kind of like the principal of the online school, and he and our staff member's been doing a great job taking care of those kids, and they've taken it pretty seriously overall and have kept up with their studies. And then we also have that hard copy correspondence option for parents who want to do some homeschooling, but maybe don't have the greatest internet connectivity at home, or just you would rather not have their kids have as much screen time. And that's been going well too. Our teachers have been handling that, corresponding with parents. Some come and pick the packets up personally at the offices. Some go home on buses. Some are just, through the mail. And that's been going okay as well. So we have those three options for our parents to choose from. And we're trying to, make it work for everyone until we beat this pandemic.